All right, and then there's a button like where your right thumb will go.
Right here?
Yeah, it's like start, stop, record.
Yep.
Click that.
Sees your
And
red
there's a
dot
red
right in the
button.
corner.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. You're good.
Do you need to turn the TV down out there?
Yeah, just if you can mute the TV and then just talk at like a normal clip.
Let's close it, Rick.
Yes, please.
Yep, thank
All
you.
Right. Have a good one.
All right, you want to start these up?
Yeah. Because we got to get going because the other one's like
Yeah,
doing it.
that's our timer. Do we have a timer going? Like
No, I thought you were setting the timer.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll set it for
How
25 minutes.
Yeah, 25.
Does that look good there?
I think so, dude. Does it look wait, look at You gotta look
Wait,
at
wait. Wait, you wait. We can't do it. It's not possible.
Why?
If I look at you're seeing
No,
you.
Look at me, look at me.
Oh, well, no. Okay, that's how we have to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, I can sit more square too.
There we go, okay.
And then, now you look at me. Yeah, that's good. Should I do it just a little bit more?
What? No, because I'm gonna. Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's up to you.
That's good. That's good
okay.
right there. 25 minutes.
It's going.
Yeah.
So. Do you want to start it off or me?
You can. It's your podcast.
I know, but it's just weird when it's. I don't know. I never know how to start it. It just goes. So Josh turns 22 tomorrow.
22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm recently 22 myself. And I think how I want to do this is I obviously asked you to be on here and I want to ask you some questions. I didn't like let you know about it before because I thought that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure after the first couple of questions, it's kind of just going to turn into a conversation. And I'm already like trying to resist the urge to just keep it like a conversation. So I guess the first thing that I will ask you is going to be about like college and we're coming towards the end of college. Do you have any like regrets or things you wish you did differently?
To a degree, absolutely. I would say I'm really, really quite disappointed with my BCA program.
Mm-hmm.
So a big reason I went to Central, sure, my mom went there, my dad went there, my brother went there. But a big reason I went is the BCA program was known as the best in the state. And when I was applying for schools and stuff, I wasn't sure if I wanted to go into being a reporter, a news person. I didn't necessarily understand that completely. But now, going through the program and going through all the electives and additional stuff, I'm just not a fan of...
I'm just trying not to look at the camera. Sorry, keep going. Sorry, I just had to say something.
No, it's okay. But no, I was just... I was kind of disappointed with my teaching for my creative, I guess, media
yeah.
sort of thing. My
if you didn't do BCA, which is broadcasting, I always forget that.
Yeah.
But, what would you have done?
That's what's tough, and it does align to what I kind of want to do still
mm-hmm.
pretty well. But for example, my girlfriend Madeline, she's doing. Everything with event planning. And I hear about her courses and her professors and the stuff she does for her career that make her ready for going into the workforce and the stuff they have. They make you do internships and,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to have anything for broadcasting. They just say good luck sort of ordeal.
Yeah.
And just seeing all these things that help you get into the workforce and
mm-hmm.
get you moving in the right direction. I'm not sure what major it would be per se,
yeah.
but I would just try and find something that better set me up to go into the real world, if that makes sense.
Of your field, yeah.
Of
and
my field.
As you're saying that, because I feel very much the same with journalism.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if sort of that's like part and parcel of what the fields that we're going into.
Of what it's like.
It's like you can't really prepare yourself for
yeah.
the, especially like more towards the freelance
sure.
sides. Cause like we talk to people and it, like that are it professional freelancers, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, like it's crazy. Like you can work as much as you want, whenever you want, which is like a blessing and a curse. So
yeah.
that's what I'm thinking. Maybe like part, like that applies to myself as well. So that
definitely,
that was interesting. Other question that actually me and Brad were talking about. If you didn't go to Central, where would you have went?
Probably Michigan State.
Okay. Yeah, that's makes
and,
sense.
Yeah, that.
Are you struggling to look at the camera too?
A little bit. Yeah, I keep catching in my
I know.
Eye.
It's just weird cuz like we're surrounded by them and then I'm like, "Wait, it's just you right here." But
no, and to answer that further, I really like Central. And I'm so happy with like everybody I've met there, all the friends I've made, the people I've met. Even their study abroad program I did was actually really, really good. And a lot of the other schools, you had to go through, like, you had to kind of sign up for this separate study abroad program, and the school didn't help them very much. Mm-hmm. And Central took care of everything. I just told them, this is what I want to do. And they said, sign here. This is what you're paying. This is done. And so I really, really appreciated that. But that doesn't just say, oh, Central's amazing. Yeah. Like, it's hard for me to say, I live and die by my school, because I don't know. It's tough for me to say.
Yeah. No, I totally feel you. Oh, excuse me. I totally forgot about study abroad. Like when I was trying to think of questions I was going to ask you. Yeah. It's hard when it's like,
I want to ask that same question to you though. Where would you go if you didn't come? Because I know you went to OU and then here, but where would have you gone?
Yeah. I mean, like honestly, nowhere. Like, not that there's not other great places, but I mean, for me to go to college was a big stretch. I wasn't even planning on going.
Yeah.
If I were to do it over again, I mean, you can't. So it's like, what's the point? But it's just like the same thing. A lot of the stuff I've learned isn't extremely applicable.
I agree.
But it's in like, what do you trade the experiences and stuff like that? So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Yeah. And I don't know if I could even, I mean, there's so many different schools that I would want to go to and try out. But here's my next question.
Okay.
And this is sort of related to the whole career thing. And I came up with this question because I was kind of trying to answer it myself. And I was like, holy shit, I have no idea. So imagine 20 years, so you'll be 42. Everything has went according to plan. To keep it more like of a specific question, I'll just say like career-wise. And what, you're 42, everything went according to plan. What are you doing? How, where, those sorts of things.
So right now I'm battling a lot with, I have some opportunities where I could do like be a salesperson. And so for a company, for example, like Citrix, I could work for them. I could go through their training. I could open up a firm wherever I want, technically in the US, and then just run that, hire my own people, and manage selling these things. That would be a very financially stable thing. And it's horrible that at times that gets very tempting when I want to do something in video. I want to do something in media. But since my minor is media sales, it kind of opens me up to a bit more range of things.
Yeah.
And I met people that like understand, okay, it's like a communications major and a business minor is sort of mine. But on top of that, I've really battled with this lately, and even some of the different books we've been reading.
I was thinking about the entire time when you were just talking about that.
And it just really pushes me to go, you know, there's not enough time just to do something because it's the safe option, because it's the financially good option.
Mm.
I really, really, I would like to say that in 20 years, I'm going to push myself to really do my best to do something I'm passionate about. And I do think that's me, like, video and media and things along those lines. So maybe in 20 years, I've gone through tough jobs of whether it's editing all day. And maybe then I have my like a place I'm very comfortable at, whether it's a bigger company, I'm creating commercial, whatever that might be for, or I'm freelancing and really doing successful in that, a big following, a fun, like it would be fun to say that I've created something like that.
Yeah.
And just trying to, the biggest thing in 20 years is knowing that I'm doing exactly what I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know where or what, and hopefully there's a lot of travel in between.
Yeah.
But I would like to say that, I've figured out this is what I definitely want to do. And this is what I'm really good at and specialize in.
Yeah. Dude, it's just so overwhelming to think about. I was just listening to your answer, like, damn. I guess something I've been trying to tell myself a lot is that, like, if you do everything right that you're supposed to do right, it'll work out.
Yeah.
As long as, like, because that question, like, to ask 20 years, like, then it's like, okay, how do you get from here to there?
Sure.
It's like you just get hit with, like, a wave of overwhelmingness. So sorry for that.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think it's so important to try and tell yourself, and like, this is me trying to tell myself that like,
and
just every day.
Yeah. And a lot of times I freak myself out. Like, I don't think I'll be able to do this. Like, can I really succeed? And I remember to just give a little story, when I was first driving, I was scared. Because a lot of people have driven four-wheelers or even driven like the gator on the trails or something along those lines.
Yeah, just anything.
And I was really freaked out because I'd never done any of that. And going to driver's training, I was really scared just because I didn't know if I would be able to do it. But then at one point or another, I told myself, God, there are like 6 billion people on this earth that can drive. Mm-hmm. That can drive and it's not a big deal. Like, I can do this. It's not, I'm freaking myself out. Like, a lot of people have been very successful and already done this. I'm going to be able to figure it out. Yeah. And that's sort of the way I like to think about working and jobs and stuff. Is like, you know what? I know this transition seems impossible from college to work, but there has been billions of people that have figured it out.
Yeah, and there's that. So it'll come. Do you know that Tim Ferriss quote? That's like, he tries to tell himself if there's anyone that less driven and more stupid than him that's done it. And that's like, I mean, I can find examples of that everywhere. Exactly. So it's like that makes you feel good seeing like.
Yeah.
Dang, that dumbass did it. Like, I'll be totally fine. Mm-hmm. So that kind of segues me into the pile of books we have right here. So as we know, we started the book club. And how long has it been? Like a year and a half now?
Something like that with Jocko.
Yeah. That's
discipline equals freedom.
Yeah. So my question for you about book club is, what have you gotten out of it?
Just in general, what have I taken away?
What's your favorite part about it? Maybe like why you would try and convince someone who's watching this or listening to this, why they should start their own book club or something like that.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things I've noticed and, giving people books and having them read and noticing how I read compared to them or whatever that might be. A lot of people will say like, oh, I'm a fast reader. I want to read fast. And one of the things book club has really made me do is slow down my reading and appreciate my reading. And so for example, there's this the book Mastery of Love, and so that book is a really quick read, but there's so many times where you can reread and reinterpret and like really take a page or a paragraph to heart. And so all I'm saying is, through this book club, I think before I was just a reader, whereas now I'm like a
thinker.
A thinker, yeah. I just take in the books a lot more than I ever have. And I contemplate them. And I bounce questions off. And I mean, I annotate the books. I do all that sort of thing, where before, that was never a habit.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really, really important in terms of the book club, is it's really brought that to fruition. And on top of that, it's created a really good habit. I'm finding myself just kind of not even having to make time for reading. It's just part of my day at this point, which I really, really appreciate.
Yeah, that's interesting that you bring up the part of it. I mean, I said the thinker part, but I think that...
No, that's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, because I remember I watched this YouTube video and they were talking about how like people in Bible study like reread the Bible for their entire life.
Yeah.
And it's like, first of all, okay, that sounds pretty weird and stupid. But then as you really take in books more and more, you realize like, even if you take a book you've already read and reread it, it's different.
It is.
And it's like, it's really weird. I think it's called reader theory, where it's like the reader experiences I'm doing a horrible job of explaining it. But basically, I just totally lost my train of thought.
The way you reread.
Oh, no. It reminds me... There's this Heraclitus quote, which is some like old philosopher. His name sounds like an STD.
That's funny.
But it's like, no man is the same and no river is the same. So like, you keep going to this river. The river's always flowing. You're always changing. Like, so those two things are never the same. Like, I butchered the quote. But I think that's how it is with books. And that's one thing that's interested me so much. It's like, you read this once and you're like, okay, this is cool. But then you kind of go back, you talk about it in book club. And it's like... whoa, that's how this person sees it. And
I want to just highlight that. That's how this person sees it. It's amazing how many times we're talking about a book and somebody says, whoever says it, and it's like, whoa, not for a second I even thought about something like that. And I really appreciate the other perspective, the other type of way, the other way of looking at different texts or different messages.
Yeah.
I like that.
And even on like a simpler level than the text is, I'm sure you feel the same way, but the conversations that we have during book club, they're deep and heavy, but they're awesome. Like, we do them on Sunday nights. I'm saying that for the people, not you, for the people at home.
People.
Yeah. And it's like such a good start to the week. You're like, dang, like I'm ready to do this week. And
agreed.
Yeah, I don't know. Just the conversations and the vulnerability, and there's just a different tone to it. Cause like, obviously I love to joke around and have a good time like that.
Yeah.
But like that happens to some extent at book club, but it's like, we're here for a reason. We're here to accomplish something.
Yeah.
And do that. Do you want to explain how like how book club goes in terms of like how we choose a book and how we meet, and just like some, in case, because sure. I know there are people that want to start
if
them.
They're interested.
Yeah.
So the way our selection process works is right now we have a Google Doc, and so every time we finish our books, we basically find a book ourselves and we create a pitch. So we write the name of the book that we found that we want to present to everybody. We write our pitch that says, or what genre it is, and then our pitch. So saying, this is what the book's about. This is why I think it's going to be a great read for the book club, on and on and on. And so then from there, we take everybody's pitches and we create a kind of like a poll. And so once we elect the most popular book, everybody orders on Amazon, and then boom, we start reading it. Mm-hmm. And whoever is the one that pitched the book kind of creates the reading parameters. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for this Sunday, we have to read till page 180. And mm-hmm. then the next one, we have to finish the book. Whatever, it's different benchmarks. And so that's kind of how we've set up our book club. And we're meeting once a week. And
barely.
Yeah, it's tough with holidays and spring breaks, but hopefully things will get more regular.
I'm feeling that pizza right now.
Yeah, same.
I don't know if you noticed me. I've been just sipping on like beverages the entire time.
No, same.
What are we at time-wise?
Oh, I wasn't looking. We are at 8:40 left.
8 minutes left, dude? This is flying by. I actually have one more question, like just proper, and then we can just keep talking, whatever.
Yeah.
How's meditation going?
Good. It's not as regular as I'd love it to be.
Yeah.
I believe I'm on day 32
okay.
of Sam Harris's waking up meditation.
Mm-hmm.
But that set aside, I really do like it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I've asked some different people, but I do think I'm positively changing from it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's me just slowing down in the day, me finding a way to be happier every day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It is.
Like, I legitimately feel like it's changing my mind.
Yeah. No, I agree. And you're still doing it regular, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I realized last night at the bar that I didn't meditate.
Oh, and you're pissed.
I was super pissed. Broke a pretty long streak, but it is what it is. I mean, the streak's not what matters. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy.
And it's a practice. That's what's an interesting thing is, you're sitting down and you're practicing to what you maybe could become.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really like it.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about the whole practice thing, and that I don't know why this spurred this question, but what is your biggest fear about the next 5 years? I'm not asking good questions.
No, it's okay. I'm feared I'm going to fall into something that isn't exactly what I want to do or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall into, this is what's going to financially get me by.
Yeah.
And I think that's a black hole. I think that's a trap. And it's just scary because that can get comfortable so easily. If this is giving me good money, but it kind of sucks from 9 to 5, I don't know. That's like, I would say that's one of my biggest fears.
Yeah.
Falling into something where I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, dude. And then it's like, you know that you should leave, but then it's like, well, I could, like, I got to pay this off and then just...
It's tough.
God, dude, that's scary.
It is.
And it's also going to be so sad if we look back on this in like 5 years and we're doing some serious job.
Yeah, that's true. But I want to ask you, because so I did a job interview recently, and I've been asked this question before, and I always think it's an interesting one because I always wonder what they want the answer to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the simple question of what motivates you? What gets you out of bed? What's the reason you work hard and do the things you do? What motivates you?
So I'll start with the get out of bed. The get out of bed thing is in the morning, like in the light of the morning is when I feel the best, like literally like happiest. I'm like a morning person. So that, like knowing that that is what lies ahead gets me out of bed like immediately. What motivates me? I don't know.
Isn't that tough?
It's really weird. Personally, I don't know. I guess things that make me happy and make me feel good. And things that make me feel good are usually things that, in the moment, it feels a little weird. Like, in the beginning of this, with, all the lights are on, it's like, dang, dude, it'd be a lot easier to not be doing this. Yeah. And, don't get me wrong. I'm going to be so happy when this is done and over with. But it's just, to get yourself to do the things you want to do, it's not usually easy, which is so counterintuitive and, paradoxical.
Yeah.
Do you feel that at all?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a run.
Okay.
When you go on a run, before you go on a run, are you, pumped?
You try and talk yourself out of it. Yeah. Everything is telling. I mean, I do these runs where I go, 7-minute pace or a little bit faster for 10 minutes. I tell myself I can do anything for 10 minutes. And I tell you, when it's, 7:30, there's a million excuses in my mind. I did 7:30. I can stop at 8. I can this, that. And I don't know. I know what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. And then another thing that motivates me is realizing that what I do has an effect on other people. And what I'm thinking of now is you do something that is not necessarily uncharacteristic, but something people aren't expecting. And then that almost gives them a sort of permission. Because one thing I noticed with doing these things and starting up a podcast again is when you open up to someone, they usually open up to you. And it's just a reciprocity that happens kind of naturally. And so that motivates me a lot because it's all right, well, if I push outside of my comfort zone a little bit, maybe that'll give someone else
a reason to.
Yeah, or a pass. And I'm thinking the other day I was the other morning I was telling you about, and I made a few turns where I was all right, this is going to make it a lot longer. And in my head, I was thinking okay, well, if Dave did a half marathon one morning and Brad did a marathon, I can do 5.5
miles. So maybe it's your friends, your family, your people that you can influence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even just yourself trying to be the best person you can possibly be.
Yeah.
I think that's motivating too.
Yeah.
Physically, mentally. Yeah. I was during this interview and I said, that's not an easy question to answer. A lot of people could say, God. A lot of people could say different things like that.
Yeah.
It's just a question I've been wondering.
You know where I stand there. No. Yeah, that is really tough. What motivates me? I don't know. Yeah. Are we almost out of time?
3 minutes. Sure. But I also want to ask, what are some of your bad qualities?
Okay, so this plays into the motivates me thing. And I was actually talking with my mom about this, is that I want, I try a lot to help other people, which is it's a good thing and a bad thing. But a lot of it is if people want help, they'll do it themselves. Or if I'm doing a bad job of explaining this, people will do things when they're ready, maybe something like that. I think I'm definitely pushy with people. If people are doing something that I think is stupid, I am very, I'll be hey, I think that's dumb. I'll kind of call you on it. And, my mom will call me and be all right, whatever, dude. You need to chill out. Because, I just do that to her. I'm like, I think that's stupid.
Yeah.
And which,
very blunt.
Yeah. And which I think rubs some people the wrong way. But I think some people appreciate me for that. And that's most things where it's your bad quality is also sort of your good quality. But it's,
sure.
I don't know. I could go on about the bad quality stuff for quite some time.
No, that's also fair.
But, yeah, I think that's as much bad stuff about me as I want to divulge for now.
No. Yeah, yeah. Good deal. Did you want to say anything else? Before? I mean, we really have 2 minutes.
I know.
Just
there's so many things I want to talk about but there's not enough time. There's not enough time in the day. No.
Any other things you want to bring up, though?
Shoot. Oh, I know the last thing. This is a good closing thing. What are we going to... I mean, obviously, we're doing this podcast right here. We got to make some sort of video together. We haven't made anything, so what are we going to do?
It's a great question. Do you have any things on the forefront? Any ideas or...
No, I was asking you.
I know. I don't know. We need to do something. Is it a... Do we go somewhere and do something? Do we... We can make a music video?
We could do anything.
Music video would be pretty fun.
Yeah, that would be... That'd be cool.
Yeah, we really do have to do something, though. It makes me mad that we haven't.
Fuck you.
yeah, well, I guess we'll see.
Any last words before I kill you?
Well, I don't know if we have time technically, but I did want to ask, my last thing was...
Yeah. And we can always cut, because it...
I think we can always stand minutes. Up and hit it.
I think we have 30 minutes.
It's okay, we'll figure it out.
Should we keep going?
Maybe. but I just want to quickly ask, like, I was sitting contemplating this a lot from reading the...
When Breath Becomes Air.
Yeah. And so, time set aside, time doesn't matter in this equation.
Oh, that scared the shit out of me.
That did scare me. Time set aside, you're able to master anything. Like, in the snap of a finger, what's that one skill thing? So we could say guitar.
Yeah.
Say it's yoga. Say it's anything.
Yeah, that's tough.
And so, yeah, you could do it, and then maybe that helps you with your career. Maybe that helps you with life. Like, what's that one thing that maybe you could do or that's of interest?
I could easily name, like, 10, but getting one out of the 10 is really hard. Do you want to answer first so I can...
I've been thinking about it a lot. And one thing that would be super interesting, I think, is being a master, being like a black belt and a master of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, you hear all the, like, it takes a type of discipline and a personality. And just, I think, with being a master in an instant, those qualities come as well. And I think just naturally that would create a very powerful Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. And then
it'd be really cool.
I don't know about
archery.
Archery would be really cool. There's so many things. Like, that's not my problem. Is just like the time to do everything.
That's yeah.
It's like if you try and do everything, you do nothing. Dude, I might say singing. That like That'd I would love cool. to just be able to sing good.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Just karaoke, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But what's the level of master though of singing?
Who's like the master singer? Adele.
Room 5 guy?
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. Yeah. Any state you want to move to after you graduate?
See, I'm totally between, like, moving to New York City and, like, moving to the UP.
Yeah.
And just, like, either, like, complete, like, sensory overload with people or, like, nothing.
Well, man, I'm watching that. Climb, you just named it earlier.
Alex Honnold,
Solo. The Free Solo. Alex Honnold, yep. And he lived out of a van basically his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him like how much money he makes, and he said, I'm a pretty successful dentist, is what I would say, how much money I make.
That's crazy.
So that guy's sponsored by North Face, all that. And he just lives in a van. And I mean, he's so happy and content with what he does. And I mean, that'd be interesting. And he said he'd give up climbing any day, or he'd give up having a girlfriend any day for climbing. He loves climbing. No way anything would ever take that over.
Yeah,
and that's interesting. It's just another way of looking at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think I need to try somewhere warm. Being in Italy, being there, made me realize, one, I love the U.S. It's a great place, love it. But I need to go somewhere else than Michigan. I need to kind of experience it. Get some new experience in that regard.
Yeah.
But.
All right, do you want to start wrapping this up?
Yeah, I'm good.
I have a question. Yeah. Were you more comfortable answering or asking questions?
Maybe answering some of them.
It's hard to ask questions.
Yeah, it is.
Because I had a lot of questions written down. I was like, these are good questions. And then when you're saying
them, you want them to come up naturally, too.
Yeah.
You don't want to just ask it.
Yeah.
Even though I kind of did, but.
That's fine. I forgive you.
Yeah. Anything else going on in your life right now until graduation? You're trying to find an internship?
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a job, hopefully.
What do we say? We call this...
I thought you grabbed my coffee.
Dude, that's perfect. That was nice.
Oh, my legs are so asleep, Andrew. This is crazy. Like, I can't feel my toes.